Welcome back to another 10 Minute Tuesday, and this week we're going to talk about off-season goals and improvements as we are in turkey season, and we will be mouth-calling turkeys very soon.
But here's the mess-up part. We're perfect, so we don't need to do...
No off-season improvements?
No off-season improvements. You know, that's the crazy part. Perfect, can't change anything, can't get any better, sounds good. It's actually a 30-second Tuesday.
So. One thing that would be good for this pod would be if Carter would get a decent haircut.
True.
That would be an off-season improvement.
True. Joey, I did also see the silo, so there is something to improve on.
Yeah, man. You know, when you're traveling hard at the end of the year and it's cold.
Don't do that.
What?
Come on, dude. It's just a little effort that it needed.
It's going to take me 30 minutes to put it back together.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
I can't wait to see it put back together.
Such a bitch ass.
No.
It's going to take me 30 minutes. When you're traveling at the end of the year and you're doing it by yourself, you know, you just chuck it in there and you go in and you see your family because that's what's most important.
When was your last hunt?
July. January 31st.
What month are we in?
It's April, yeah. Carter.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been 3 months.
Oh, okay. And when am I going to use any of that stuff again?
Hey, dude, don't do that.
September?
You know what we agreed on.
August.
You know we agreed we were going to put stuff back where it came from.
And where is it? And where is it?
Not where it came from.
And it's where it came from. It's just not how you would want it to be. Now, is Joey going to fix it? Yes.
So, off-season improvement
for
Joey.
Fix it. No, I'm going to make it for myself. Yeah, you focus on Joey. You, not other people.
I'm not focusing on
Bitch.
Other people. I'm focusing on the amount of time I invested to fucking hang all them fucking lights and put up all the strings. That was for me.
That are too long. Fine.
So anyway, what other off-season improvements are you thinking about working on?
Well, you didn't say one, but one thing that I'm going to improve on is my breathing. This year. And so the
check keys.
Yeah, in a sense. You know, and it's not for competition calling. It's just for me losing my breath in the field. I noticed because I used to smoke cigarettes and then I used to vape and whatever. My lungs are not what they used to be. I used to be a soccer player and I used to have all this lung volume. And now I'm just a shell of a man of who I used to be.
True. Mm.
And so, shut up. And so,
all them cigarettes catching up.
Dude, it was a long time of smoking. So, if you're young and watching this, don't get into it. It's not worth it, trust me. No, I'm just going to, like, keep doing the calling lessons that I've been doing in the off season. And now that Robbie is old enough, I'm going to start doing them again because I put a halt on it for, like, 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to, like, practice my calling more so and just get my breath to where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed too many times this year my breath was just like, you know, like, oh my God, I'm just sucking hind teeth. Didn't like it.
That brings me to a good point, something that I already started working on, and that is running. And the reason that I have done that, at least the last few years,
clothes
as we go into
fitting.
Summer, no, clothes are fine. That's fine. I order them sizable, big.
There you go.
You know, I like them wavy.
Baggy.
Yeah, I don't, you know, anybody that's my size, you shouldn't be wearing, you know, fitted clothing, bud. Carter's agreeing. So,
yep.
Yeah, dude, if you're an offensive lineman, you don't wear tight fitting clothes. That's how life is.
True.
So that said, though, I like being able to have the cardio that when we go out and we're lugging gear around because Joey absolutely has to drag me into shithole ponds where you will be up to your neck in mud. And if you are out of shape going in there, which it sounds like you're working on too, then it sucks. It's not fun.
Yeah.
The years of the cigarettes catch you and you say, geez, I should have probably run a few miles. So yeah, I'm back on my running game. I've been running again, and I know it makes a difference. It's insane, 100%. So that is definitely something I've already started on. Going to keep doing it through the summer. It's a huge bonus when you get to duck season. when everybody around you is huffing and puffing when they carried gear out and you're fine, that's a very good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Very good feeling.
So did you just double back on what I said? Or?
You said you were working on your check geese.
Right.
No, it should be your breathing
my,
and your
my
calling.
My breathing and calling, yeah.
I'm working on my cardio, bud. That's different.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say that's different?
Yeah. It's pretty similar. And that's fine.
Is it similar?
No.
I don't think it's similar.
It's okay. Just with your body.
Okay. No, you're working out.
Oh, you had a good idea?
You're working out.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
And you're, that's fine. I messed up. Yeah. Cal knows best.
Oops.
Cal knows best.
Ooh.
And now
oops.
Y'all should write that down. So, okay. Carter,
right.
What about you? You going to work on your photography, videography, or are you just going to stay at the same shitty pace you're at?
I'm perfect. You couldn't afford me if I got any better, so I'll stay right there.
True. This is for you while you're staying where you're at.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it for you guys.
So literally no off-season improvements.
I mean, there'll be some stuff, probably. Yeah. I'll buy better gear eventually.
Okay.
Waste some money.
Get some First Light.
Yep. I got a lot of that already.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a ton of First Light.
I got a lot of that already.
Yeah. You don't need any better gear than that.
No, I do not. I'm talking camera gear.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do need better camera gear.
Yes. Other than that, I mean, not much else I can do. I mean, I'm still going to be doing stuff like fishing and turkey. So
you shoot your bow all the time?
I do that. Yep.
That's not anything to do with duck hunting, but yeah, cool. Nope.
It would be cool.
I've heard recently you need to work on your shooting.
For what?
With a gun.
For what?
Well,
Lucas,
let's just say that your dad sent us a report about how your trap shooting was going.
Let's just say we saw a video with some seaweed in it.
There was a seaweed video.
He's got really good lungs.
I think you've got to work on your ability to calm yourself down in a moment.
My shooting was great, and it will be great if I ever have to shoot again this year.
What about your swimming in lakes?
Way better than it was.
You've made some improvements?
A lot. Yep.
Yeah.
What, just by swimming? Or?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean.
No, but seriously, as a camera guy, what are you doing?
I mean, the only other thing I was going to say you'd get mad at, because you got mad at Cal, just lifting more weights, keeping more steady with the camera. Because holding a 15-pound camera for an extended period of time, like looking up in the air and stuff, I noticed this last year because I lifted more weights to help for that. Definitely helped.
Being so what are you doing, like biceps and...
Anything in the gym.
Forearms?
Just making your arms stronger. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that works for him. Yeah.
That's a good one. I would say we could work on our spread a little bit. Need some decoys.
How so?
Need to add some decoys to the spread.
Like full bodies?
Sure, just in general. I think we
you
need
just
to revamp
more numbers.
I think we need to revamp some of our stuff. Some of our numbers are dwindling a bit. We don't have that many, you know, silhouette decoys. We don't have that many full bodies right now. We might have misplaced a few.
Sure.
I know some floaters
get things back
got
up
lost.
To snuff. We could do something that we haven't done in a long time. We could spray and clean our decoys a little bit.
I did that right before last season. Did that right
power
before last them? Time. I hit him with a hose and I scrubbed him.
You scrubbed all of our decoys?
I really did. I swear to God.
Couldn't tell.
Promise to God. Fuck you. Promise to God. There were some decoys that were like really bad because we dragged them through mud and shit. And so I actually took out Dawn dish soap and I sprayed them down with a hose, got them wet, and I'm like, that didn't do shit. Maybe it was 2 years ago.
We should power wash them.
Well, you're in danger. That's a lot of PSI. You know, I think
yeah,
the best
we can go for the light duty.
Yeah, I think the best case scenario is to get them soaking wet. Maybe hit them with like a hose nozzle where it's just like more of a direct
pointed
pressure, and then
sure.
Go down there with one of those shitty, like it has soap inside of it. And it has like the hard bristles.
Oh yeah,
I use them to clean. That's my favorite thing
dishes.
To clean dishes with.
Sure.
You know, and just hit that and just
scrub,
soap them up. Yeah.
Buff them up a bit. We should do that.
We
for
should
sure.
do that.
Yeah.
Extend
like,
the life.
I'd like to work on my calling a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A duck or goose?
Goose.
Goose.
I like to work on my goose calling. I enjoy blowing my duck call. It makes sense to me.
It makes sense to you?
No,
you
feel
more comfortable.
I'm much more comfortable on my duck call.
You understand that bird's wants and needs.
Yeah, I feel that
way. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel better about, and I don't think that I don't think that I'm going to be like the guy that's going to be getting phone calls like, I need a caller out here, you know? But yeah, I just want to feel a little, I want to work on my tone more than anything.
It's your tone.
It's my tone.
It's your tone.
It's all wrong.
You see, you're talking to my friends all wrong.
All wrong.
It's your tone.
I just want better tone. Just want better tone, so.
Christopher Walken.
Work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How are you going to do that?
Practice. Blow into it. Yeah. I think one thing I need to do that, you know, really made a big difference as I practiced duck calling was just fuck around on it. Like, blow the shit out of it. And just do what you don't have to follow a tutorial. If you've got the tutorial and it didn't change your tone, then you need to do something else, you know? You need to play around with it, change your voice inflection a bunch. Just mess around with it till you feel right about it.
That's how I figured out a turkey call.
Joey did it with his mouth.
Well, not good. But yeah.
He just laid up in bed gobbling.
Yeah.
For months. Worked on it.
You gotta keep working on it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
The reason why I was asking you like how is because I'm just like always interested with all these
lessons.
Private lessons that I've been doing and like how people hit a brick wall and they'll just stop. And probably like the number one thing is very interesting that you said that you came to that conclusion on your own was that people are scared to sound a certain way.
Yeah.
But if you were practicing by yourself, you shouldn't be scared.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you have to push the bounds of the call on the high end and on the low end to even know what's in between.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think when I first started learning to blow a call, like, seriously, I think that you think that there's this set of rules that you get taught, and then if you can't do what you want to sound like within the parameters of what somebody said you should try to do, then something's wrong with you. You know? Like, somebody would be
like, that's what you think.
It's just what you process, because you're like, well, this guy told me to put my tongue like this and then, you know, do this type of voice inflection. And I'm doing it, and I'm trying to work on that, but, like, it's not achieving the result that I want. And for me to feel more comfortable on my duck call, I just started fucking around with it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel like I sounded bad on it, but I was just like, well, what more could I do out of this call? And, yeah, being able to, like, learning that gave me a lot of just insight into, like, little things, too. Like, I love squeaking the call out when it's nice and close or, like, doing some of that. That stuff is just stuff that you learn by just, like, screwing around and just blowing the call 100 times, you know? Just
for
messing
sure.
around with it. So, but, yeah, when you first saw you are a little, you think that something isn't clicking right for you. Like, you didn't do your tongue right. Mm-hmm. But I think that the reality is, too, though, is people probably do make that sound a little bit different. When you watch people sing, you know, like, their mouths they move differently sometimes. You know, like, some people hit high notes and their mouth is tight, and some people hit high notes and their mouth is wide open. And I'm sure if you went to some singing lesson, they'd tell you the certain way to do it.
Yeah.
But tell that to half the singers that made it.
You know, it's really interesting, the amount of people that I've talked to about calling, where they say, I've watched your videos 1,000 times, I just can't get it. Mm-hmm. I can't get this note that I want to do. I can't get this tone that I want to do. And it takes me listening to them and what they're doing to be like, what are you doing with your tongue? And it turns out that their tongue is in the wrong position the entire time, and they thought they were doing it right. It's like, no. You shouldn't be using the tip of your tongue. You should be using the meaty part of your tongue, or you should be doing this with your throat, or you should be where your tongue starts in your mouth, where you start the note. Makes a huge difference on the duck and the goose call. It's just like the number one thing that I've said 1,000 times to people is you listen to Kyle Jones, you listen to Joe Hines, you listen to Scott Trinan, you listen to every
Shanahan, whoever.
You listen to every amazing goose caller on the planet. You hear them just running through a routine. and you think their mouth
is doing that.
Is doing that? Absolutely not. It's going like this. Tink, 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 tink. And once I figured that out is when I just like excelled. But I thought everyone's mouth was moving.
A ton. Yeah.
A ton. Yeah. And that's, no one told me that. I just figured it out.
It's a dangerous game though, because like when you are starting to learn, you know, like a lot of the instruction you get is to be like very intentional with your tongue, and like it's hard to process that like that intentional movement that you're doing, it could be done at a fraction of a second versus how intentional you're trying to like overdo it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I would say for like a bunch of people that you're teaching, one thing that helped me a lot on a duck call at least was just like have them when they start the lesson, have them blow it at like three different levels, to the highest that they can blow it and to the lowest they can blow it.
I do it.
And yeah, just be like, don't care if you sound stupid, just blow the shit out of your call. Like 100%. Put as much air into it as you can, put as little of air into it as you can, and just do that 10 times a day. That will make you a better caller.
Yeah.
Just like if you literally didn't know anything else, but you just went and blew it as hard as you could with hot versus cold versus all different types of air and voice inflection. That'll give you way better idea of how your call sounds.
My favorite note to... This just turned into a calling session. But,
I know. We need to be done.
My favorite note to teach is the double cluck. Because, like, that's the note that everyone struggles with.
And they all want to do it. They all want
to
do it.
Everyone wants to do it. Well, it's, like, the coolest note, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Other than the quick spit.
What about the quadruple cluck?
Not necessary. But every time someone tries to blow it, they're blowing as much air as they can, as hard as they can. And I'm like, okay. So I bring them through the note, and I'm like teaching them through it and like what to do with your tongue and what to do with your breath.
Yeah.
And I can hear that they're getting close. And I'm like, okay, bring your air down. And they're like, whoa, I just did it. I'm like, yeah. You're putting so much fucking air into your call. You just like, you're overthinking it. You were like,
yeah.
In reality, it's, ha ha, you know, right. And you got the note. So,
yeah,
I just love, but like, you need to understand the fundamentals of like what to do with it.
Yeah.
It's like
any instrument, really.
I'm dying to help you on your goose call this year.
Yeah, we can do it. It's like any instrument. Like, if you listen to like great artists, great musicians of anything. I mean, John Mayer was talking about playing the guitar, and he's like, you know, the best guitar players I've ever met never learned on playing chords. They just learned on how a guitar sounds on the neck. You know, you play it in this spot, and then it sounds like this. You hold your fingers over here, and it sounds like this. Like, you're playing by sound. You're not playing by note. Yep. That's what you want to do. You want to blow your call by feel.
I'm not going to say I'm John Mayer.
No, I'm not going to say that either.
But from when I tried to start teaching how to do a goose call to where I'm now, I can help you. Right. So much. Yeah. And I'm so excited.
Skit tone.
It's your tone.
Yeah.
You know, I am so pumped to get you to like that next fucking level. And you're going to just be like, fuck yes.
We'll get there.
The only thing you're going to want to do is goose hunt.
No, that's not true.
I don't know.
Still going to want to duck hunt.
It's pretty cool.
I'm still just going to want to duck hunt. But it's fine. All right. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you guys next week.